Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. And now it is time for IP in the news. Tattoos and LeBron James. So how can you go wrong with tattoos and LeBron James? Well, it turns out that a tattoo artist, Jimmy Hayden, put a tattoo on LeBron James' arm that Jimmy Hayden designed.
And then LeBron James, his likeness was made into a character on a video game. And they copied the tattoo into this character on the video game. And the guy that created it said, hey, I should get paid for that.
But of course, the court disagreed. And it went before a jury in Ohio. They decided that the tattoo artist, Jimmy Hayden, gave LeBron James an implied license when he did the tattoo. And LeBron James paid for it, and therefore he had no claim against the gaming company for using his tattoo on the likeness of LeBron James.
Because the artist did design it, so it was a unique artwork created by this artist, but he put it on LeBron James, so who does it belong to?
Under normal copyright law, the creator of the work owns the copyright, and unless there is an agreement between the creator and the user, the copyright stays with the creator. So in this case, in my opinion, probably should have stayed with Jimmy Hayden unless LeBron James and Hayden had like some sort of deal. But I'd like to ask our amazing guests what they think about this situation. Natalie, what are your thoughts here?
Well, I mean, best to just not get a tattoo, you know? That's where I am on that. I'm pretty okay with the ruling.
So Justin, what's your take here?
It was similar to Mike Tyson, right? So like Mike Tyson had a big tattoo on his face and it was in the movie Hangover. Do you remember this? Are you guys familiar with the story? So he had the tattoo and I don't get the story exactly, but I think they had to go back in the movie and digitally remove the tattoo is something they did in the Hangover movie to get rid of his likeness. So with AI, this is gonna be more of an issue. It sounds like kind of a silly issue. Like it's very specific to like a celebrity and a video game, who cares? But, you know, the more we have digital likenesses of people, I think the more this issue might come up.
Mike?
My question for you, Richard, is what's the prior case law for this?
Case law on this is mixed. In some cases, the courts have found for the artist. In other cases, they haven't. There's still some ambiguity. Copyright is always really fact specific. So, I mean, you can just imagine the Ohio jury kind of liking LeBron James, right? And just like, well, we're going to find for him no matter right. what.
Doesn't sound like the tattoo artists really have a lot of rights in this.
The moral of the story is before you get a tattoo, call your intellectual property lawyer.
Noted.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated